ঠিক আছে, কি করবে, মুখ ফিরিয়ে দিও। আর তিনি তাই বললেন, তারপর তিনি কৃষ্ণ মান করেছেন, আর শ্রীমতী রাধিকা এইসবগুলি বলে দিয়ে তিনি থাকলেন ওখানে। এখন রাধিকা তাকে প্রিয়তম রূপেতে নিজে হয়ে তাকে প্রিয়ার মনে করে দিয়ে তাকে মানাচ্ছে, আর কিছুতেই মানার ভঙ্গ হচ্ছে না। তারপরে কি হল, পূর্বে আমি বলেছি স্যার, আমি তোমাকে মান করতে শিখাইলাম, এখন আমি তোমার মান ছাড়ছে, তোমার মানই ছাড়ছে না। যে নিরপু উনার যে শিখাইল, হ্যাঁ তাকে দিল কি, যে শিখালো পু তাকে দিল যাও। এখানে যে কি প্রসঙ্গে তো বললাম, আমাদের ভাই শিখব এই ক্রোধ এস কাম এস রজোগুণ সমুদ্র, বুদ্ধি বিনষ্ট করে দেবে, নিজে প্রিয় কেউ অপ্রিয় করে দেবে, আর আমার পরমার্থটা কাউকে এই ক্রোধটা নষ্ট নষ্ট করে দেবে। এর মতন আর কোন জিনিস, এইটা হয় কামনা বাসনার দ্বারা, যার মধ্যে যত কামনা বাসনা তাদের তত ক্রোধ হয়। বুদ্ধিমান পুরুষ এই কাম ক্রোধ লোভ মোহ মাৎসর্য সব ব্যক্তিগুলিকে কন্ট্রোল করবার চেষ্টা করে, ভজন করবে কিন্তু কেউ যা আমার অধিকার, নাই তো ভজন নষ্ট হয়ে যাবে। হ্যাঁ বল রামচন্দ্র, এই লীলাকে কে তত্ত্ব হয়ে পড়া
that sign and Mother Yashoda changing those signs reached that place when Krishna was there. How does this all thing take place? This is by Leela Shakti, Yog Maya Shakti. By the dint of this Leela Shakti, Bhagavata of Krishna, his omniscientness and his all potency, everything that failed. I am also mother of Krishna, Yashoda said. Krishna has taken birth from the womb of mother Yashoda. So who will be more clever? She just caught the lucky. She was going to catch Krishna. But Krishna jumped away and started running. Now Mother Yashoda is running after Krishna. She has rosh in her heart. Rosh means some anger. But Gurudev is here explaining very important point. Her anger is there. Why anger? She just seen that her son is becoming very much mischievous and may become uncontrolled sometimes. So she wants to chastise him so that he should not become out of control, indisciplined boy, disobedient boy. She wants to bring him up as a very nice and decent boy. So in order to rectify him, she is having an anger in her heart. Quite controlled anger, unlike our anger. Those who are conditioned persons, their anger, when it comes, it becomes uncontrollable. This is the difference between those who are Mukta Purush. Mukta Purush, they have some desire. They have also control, anger, but everything is controlled, under their control. And conditioned soul, when they have this anger or lust, they get controlled by that anger and lust instead of controlling themselves. Now one thing is, another point in this regard, that on whom we become angry, in a general rule, with whom we have attachment. This anger or man, sulky mood, this is always exhibited on those who are our kith and kin, nearer and nearer to us. Who is the nearest? Who is nearest to Krishna? Radha Rani is nearest to Krishna. Therefore, she adopts the highest kind of sulky mood. How much highest kind of sulky mood? That one time it happened so, Krishna said, "Oh Radha Rani, you always adopt this man, and it is very difficult to pacify you. I want to know that how do you adopt this man? Please teach me." "Okay, I will teach you. Now you do one thing, huh? I am your Pritam and you become Priya. Okay?" "Yes, okay." "Now I will come, you turn your face there. Priyatam, beloved, he beloved Priyatam and she beloved Priya. So when I will come to you, you show your sulky mood and turn your face. And when Radha Rani comes to Krishna, Krishna is now beloved, she beloved. He turns his face." "Yeah, good, very good." Then again Radha Rani comes to him. Then again he turns his face. And it keeps on. Radha Rani says, "Okay, it's enough, finish." But Krishna is not finishing. He said, "Oh, I taught you this just to do an acting and you are really not showing your mouth." And this pastime took place. That guru became guru, and chela became chini. Anyway, now Gurudev is also here saying that we should realize one thing, that growth in conditioned soul is very, very dangerous thing. We should not see that Radharani is showing man, or Yashoda Ma is showing rosh and growth, anger. We can also have it. No. Our growth, our anger is growth esh, kam esh rajo guna samadbhava. This is because of rajo guna. We have
have lust in our heart. We have many desires in our heart. And these desires and lust turn in growth. And these lust, these desires and this growth means anger is so much dangerous that it destroys our bhajan. So all those who are sagacious sadhak, those who are intelligent sadhak, they always first try to control their all these kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, and they control it and then they do their bhajan. This is the process of cultivating devotional activity.
अभी हम लोग यहाँ से इस गेट से बड़े गेट से निकल करके सेवा कुंज में जाएंगे.
Thank you.
Thank you.